Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels a bit earlier than usual today, Christmas Eve day. Hope you're all headed to or with your families, having a great time this holiday season. Wanted to go a little earlier today. I got Christmas Eve dinner here at the apartment later this afternoon slash evening. So, you know, thought I'd go early. Didn't want to miss you guys. Certainly want to talk about that 34-0 shellacking after a dominant performance by the Green Bay Packers with plenty of areas left to improve upon. As a coach, you dream about that. That's the good stuff. Complete domination in all three phases of the game, yet plenty of tape to look at and improve upon and watch your players develop from. Good stuff. Of course, the headline out of Matt LaFleur's press conference earlier this afternoon is that Christian Watson escaped serious injury. Obviously, last night we saw him go down with what looked like a knee injury, and then he tried to come back and was unable to finish the game. LaFleur indicated after the game that they would be doing some testing today, and apparently that testing shows a bruise of the knee, not a significant knee injury, which obviously is huge news. Very important piece of their offense that you want to get back out on the field, and there is a possibility that he could play on Sunday in Minnesota. Now, Matt, you know, doesn't have to give a whole bunch of injury information until the injury report comes out later this week, so we'll see where Christian stands in that regard, but good to know that it's not long-term. There's nothing to fret about as far as his availability for the playoffs in particular. That's obviously huge news because you saw last night there were a couple of plays early on when the game was still in the balance where Watson going deep cleared out tons of stuff underneath. Teams have to pay attention to him. And because of that, things like that big play to Tucker Kraft are able to materialize. That sets you up for scoring opportunities, etc. So even when Christian's not getting the ball, he's still an important piece of the offensive puzzle. And getting him back out there is going to be important if this team wants to do everything it set out to do at the start of training camp. Go try and make a run, win a championship. He's going to be a part of that. Hello to everybody in the comments section. Hope you're all doing well. Good to see everybody. Like I said, I went a little early today. We'll probably keep this on the shorter side. But, you know, I got to say hello to all you folks, you fine folks out there, Packers fans worldwide. Let's give a shout out to our good friends over at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. You just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and place your entry. Quick withdraws, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Go to prizepicks.com, use code CHTV, spend $5 and get $50 instantly. Use code CHTV, and I hear you. Where is it available, Aaron? It's available in 43 different states, most importantly, including Wisconsin. Got a couple games on Christmas tomorrow. I went all quarterbacks with my lineup this time around. I got Mahomes and Stroud going under their passing yard totals, and I got Russell Wilson and Lamar Jackson going over. Fight amongst yourselves. This is going to be money. Send me your lineups either through Twitter or Facebook message, however you want. Hell, I got people Instagramming me their lineups. There's a link in the description of this video. Just remember, use code CHTV. Do it, people. Have a good time. Tons of fun. All right, folks, let's get to your questions and comments and Festivus stuff. Ryan, thanks for the super chat, man. Because of Watson's injury history, I wouldn't extend his contract. I'd offer Dobbs this year and Reed next year. Why not all three? I understand there are going to be choices to be made. I'm not so entirely sure I agree with your police work here, though, Ryan. I've said it many, many times. Watson is a very special talent. There's little doubt the Packers are, you know, got to be pleased with how he's been able to stay on the field for the majority of this season, given the frustrations, all the games missed, you know, prior to this season. I understand it's frustrating when he goes down with injury, but man, he changes things on offense. Even just his presence, the way teams have to play the Packers offense. So I think that's something that probably gets lost when people are looking at, yes, the injuries, but also, you know, somewhat inconsistent production, depending on the game plan, the opponent, how they best attack it. But I think he's a pretty significant piece, and I would suspect they'd want to make him part of their core at least for the next number of years. We'll see what happens throughout the course of this season, the rest of this season and into the playoffs. But I suspect, you know, there's a chance too that because of the fact that he does get nicked up from time to time on a pretty regular basis, maybe that, you know, gives the Packers a little leverage, a little leeway to say, you know, you could you take a little discount here and stick around and keep trying to pump up those numbers, maybe a 2 or 3 year deal like we saw Randall Cobb get back in the day. We'll see how it plays out. Janice, thanks for the super chat. Merry Christmas, Snags and Cheesehead TV Nation. Wow, so nice to see the Packers not play down to their competition. That has happened way too often in previous years. Go Pack, go deep into the playoffs. It's not an inconsiderate development, that's for sure. There have been plenty of instances where we've seen the Packers kind of stumble out of the gate against inferior teams and had to, make us fret late into the second half before they start kind of taking control of a game. It was very nice to see them take control right from the outset and just never relinquish it and really never give the Saints much breathing room. I'm with you. It is nice to see them not playing down to the competition. Kyle, thanks for the super chat, man. So happy to see Watson is fine. He deserves a full healthy season and has been balling lately. On another note, man, I love the physicality of this team. Such a departure from years past. Kyle, that was really apparent yesterday from the play of the running backs. All three guys absolutely laying the wood, making guys miss, and then just deciding, you know, I could step out of bounds, but I'm going to run through a motherfucker's face. You absolutely love that mentality. All three guys, from Wilson to Brooks to Jacobs, serious physicality from all those guys. And yes, I think it permeates throughout the team. You certainly have seen, I want to say, a bit more nasty out of the offensive line this season. And certainly on defense, they seem to be hitting their stride at just the right time. No question. Mimsy, what's going on? Thanos versus Theranos this week. Who's the fraud, Minnesota? I think that's a easily answered question, but as an apt comparison. Simatovic, stop playing with them. Once again, punch the ticket. How great is Rashawn Gary in that clip? I mean, I think I saw someone say they're going to make it their ringtone. That's not a bad idea. Poor Lisa Salters. Looked like she jumped right out of her skin when Rashawn snuck up behind her and started yelling. I love Rashawn Gary. Janice, thanks again. Oh, forgot. Had some player selections for the game yesterday. Not easy to win. Yes, got sacks, touchdowns, but picked wrong guys. Frustrating, but fun. Janice, tell me about it. If you're talking about prize picks, I was gold up until the fucking Saints being unable to even get into field goal range to attempt a field goal. And by the time it was 21-0, they probably weren't going to kick many field goals and probably going to have to go for it on fourth downs. But I just needed them to kick a field goal. But hey, I'm obviously very happy at the shutout. Never going to root for the Packers not to get a shutout. No question about it. Alien, what's up? Thanks for checking out the stream on Twitch. I get Jim Taylor vibes from Tucker Kraft. He is a psychopath the way he seeks out contact. He is, and what's crazy is he's got a lot of room to grow. Like, he has played extremely well this season. He's certainly taken that proverbial next step, right, from his rookie year to his second season. But man, he's still got so much ahead of him. I love the physical aspect of his game, no question about it, but I think as we watch him mature and develop, you'll see him really lean in the technique that sometimes is still a little inconsistent. But more often than not, you know, right now he is getting through surely on physicality and grit and what have you. There's no doubt in my mind that he has only scratched the surface up to this point. And that's exciting. Luke, what's up, man? Every time marriage, hears Josh Jacobs, she starts singing Josh Jacobs, Jingleheimer Schmidt. Happy holidays. I mean, that's a good song. That's a great song to have in your head every time Josh Jacobs rumbles down the field. Mimsy, what's going on, man? That chimney of smoke in the Lambo cam must have been a sage burning, exercising the Barry defense curse. Merry Christmas and cheers. Either that or they've selected a new CEO. Oh, wait. Oh, they already did that. Jocelyn, how are you? Merry Christmas, Nags. Appreciate you and Cheesehead TV. Go Pack Go. Go Pack Go and Merry Christmas, Jocelyn. Hope you're having a very lovely time wherever you are with whoever you're with. Stay safe and Merry Christmas. Absolutely. His name is my name too. Exactly. Oh, John. John's here with a very serious question. Should we be worried about Jordan Love? He didn't look that good yesterday. I'm glad you asked. I would highly recommend checking out this week's episode of Let's Talk Football. I had a great chat with Andy Herman, and we started with that very topic. Certainly, you saw some misses, right? There were two pretty egregious ones, the most egregious being the miss to Melton in the flat, where he just flat out got the ball kind of died on him and was way in front of Melton's feet, essentially. But overall, I think he did a lot last night that probably won't get appreciated, but he certainly was instrumental in all three touchdown drives in a big way, from the work at the line of scrimmage to his decision-making. And Andy brought up something absolutely perfect. Remember back to the first half of the year when everyone's like, oh, you got to stop throwing interceptions, all these interceptions, yada, yada, yada. Well, now fast forward, since that interception in Chicago, he has done a phenomenal job, and he continued to last night until things kind of were locked away when it was 21-0. But right up until that point, there were so many places, so many calls that you saw Love looking deep, holding the ball, waiting for something to develop down deep, didn't find it, didn't like it, checked it down, hit an outlet pass. That's what we've been begging for. You know, that's exactly what you want and how this offense operates at its highest level. They marched down the field three times, scored three touchdowns, the game was over. Jordan Love was a huge part of that. I get he's not hitting every single pass, and I get he's not putting up monster numbers. He hasn't had to. Now, might he have to next week in Minnesota? There's a chance, right? But as far as his play, I thought he was excellent those first three drives. And at that point, the game was over. So I get people are going to, you know, pick apart what he did for the second half in particular. But for me, I have zero issue with how he played last night. And I think, you know, for all this talk about the running backs and the offensive line, Jordan was a pretty key component. Again, it's not going to show up on the stat sheet, but from getting them in and out of the right looks against certain defensive fronts, things like that, hitting checkdowns, making sure that they're staying on schedule, staying ahead of the sticks, converting on third down. He did a lot of that early when the game was still in the balance. And that's all you can ask, really. Mitch, thanks for checking out the stream on Twitter, man. Very happy to watch the Packers bury a bad team. Leave no doubt and move on to Minnesota. And what was nice about it, too, and Matt just talked about this at his presser, was being able to get some of your frontline guys some rest on a short week. Josh Jacobs getting pulled early, Rashawn Gary, a few other guys. Offensive line, I mean, we saw Dillard in there at towards the end, right? Getting these guys a little extra rest prior to this shorter turnaround, heading into Minnesota, big game. It's nice that they took care of business, didn't play with their food, and put it away early. No doubt about it. Short diabetic, what's up, man? Happy holidays and a peaceful New Year's to you, Nags, and the whole Cheesehead TV nation. The gift of meaningful late-season football is always welcome. I said this last night, man. I'm glad you kind of reiterate it here. Don't ever take it for granted. Those years where you get down to late December, early January, and then all of a sudden it's week now 17 and it's over. Oh, the worst. The absolute worst. Jack, thanks for the super chat, man. Hey, Nags, could Homer True find issue with an undefeated Super Bowl winning Packer team? Undoubtedly, this is in reference to a back and forth I had with Homer on Twitter last night. I love Homer. I think he's phenomenal. I know there's a lot of the younger set who doesn't appreciate him, but I think he's phenomenal. I think he's great on the radio. I do like to poke the bear every once in a while on Twitter, as I did last night. I don't always agree with everything he says, obviously, but he's been doing this a long time. He's watched a ton of football, a lot of Packers football. He knows a thing or two. So I know I can kind of come off as aggressive sometimes with Homer, but I love him. I think he's an institution and he should be probably appreciated a little bit more by the younger set of Packers fandom. What else we got here, folks? Update on Christian. Samantha, as I talked about right at the top of the stream, he has a bone bruise, a bruised knee. Sorry, I shouldn't say bone because they weren't specific, but a bruised knee per Matt LaFleur. They will give him the week. There's a chance he could go on Sunday in Minnesota. I think that's probably unlikely if I'm a guessing man right now, but the good news, the important news is that it's nothing long-term. He will, or should definitely be available for the playoffs, which obviously is the most important. Ian, how are you, man? Nags, let's go, brother. You know I'm sticking with Halfley being the GOAT. This is our time. Thanks for all you and Cheesehead TV do. Thank you, Ian. Yeah, I wonder where that dude was last night who was giving you shit about Halfley earlier this season on Twitter. You know, just pitching the only shutout in the NFL this year. Yeah, Halfley seems to be doing okay. Definitely seems to be doing okay. All right, buddy. I am going to have to cut this short. I really appreciate everyone chiming in. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Merry Christmas. If you don't celebrate Christmas, have a great, safe Wednesday. Everyone else, have a very Merry Christmas. Whatever you're doing, whoever you're with, please be safe. I won't be doing anything content-wise tomorrow, but I will be back on Thursday. So thanks so much. Have a great night. Go Pack Go.